This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Is it really my turn?
Yes.
I guess it is. Okay. Well, when beginning again, if you're overwhelmed for any reason, the Lord is listening and has the power to set the course for you to stay in peace no matter how stressful your week looks or you think it's going to be. And our prayer life has changed through the years. I'm sure it has for a lot of people listening. And in this part of the scripture that says to thank him, you know, for his answers before you ever get him, our prayers change to that. So my prayers have already like turned into thanksgiving. Like when you get up in the morning, I'll say, God, thank you so much that for giving Scott a safe trip to Dallas and a safe trip home.
Yeah.
Thank you for your favor on our lives today with you and with people. Thank you for filling us with your Holy Spirit. I'm already just thanking him.
All right.
And that really changed it for me.
That's true.
It's what he tells us to do with prayer and thanksgiving. Make your request known. And this was actually from our Monday Word. And like we've already read in the headlines, it says, when beginning again Monday, you'll get a fair and uninterrupted hearing. And you'll get that when you turn to God in prayer. I don't know about you, Scott, but sometimes I get so tired of talking to someone and getting interrupted. I get so tired of talking to someone, especially someone who's angry or is not in a good place. And so I don't feel like my conversations are fair. They might be one-sided, but that's not like it is with God. When we pray to him, we're going to get a fair and uninterrupted hearing. He's going to hear us without, and I can't stand it when I'm talking to someone and they finish my sentence. Ooh,
right.
That really bothers me. And I don't get it, and I guess since I've said that, I'm probably going to start doing it myself, but it really irritates me. But, you know, God does have the power through our prayers to heal us spiritually, emotionally, and physically. And you got a lot of stress going on right now. I mean, you always do on your job, but it's even more so this. Why are you cracking your knuckles?
Because it hurts.
Because you're stressful?
Yeah.
Honey, pray. Because we... you know, I forgot what I was talking about.
Talking about just stressful job.
Yeah, just being stressful. And anyway, just putting it out there and depending on him and doing your part. And just knowing that you did that eliminates a lot of the stress. And when we pray to him and we display our faith that we believe he can help us, that's a display of our faith when we pray to him. And like we always quote in scripture, he says, "It's without faith, it's impossible to please him." So when we're asking him to, you know, in prayer, we're already displaying our faith, so he's pleased.
Right.
Because we're again, prayer indicates that, you know, we've got faith he can do something. So that's awesome. Prayer is an essential part of putting this week of ours into his caring and capable hands. Do we not think he's capable? Of course he is.
Yeah.
He's caring too, and he's more than happy to help us and guide us into a week that's, you know, of blessings and peace. But the problem is we forget to turn to him first in prayer.
That's right.
And I know for me, honey, I really feel that when maybe my prayers have been too short, or I'll get in the car and realize, oh, I didn't pray. I always make sure I pray about your safe trip home and back. But it's just such an integral part of us starting our day. We would be completely lost without it. Sometimes it's really, really short, but it's a priority. Well, let's wrap it up. Here's what we want you to do. Keep it simple and tell the Lord about it through prayer. Instead of texting people, emailing people, Facebooking, all those things are wonderful, and we can reach out on Instagram and Twitter and all those things, but keep it simple. Just turn to God in prayer. He is listening, and he has the power to set the course for you to stay in peace, even in the most stressful of weeks. This may be one of the worst weeks of your life coming up, but you know what? Put him first. Talk to him about it. Get real with him. He'll get real with you, and he'll show you, and he'll comfort you. And when you plead to him in prayer like that, it's like we said in the beginning, he's going to give you a fair and uninterrupted hearing, unlike the rest of the world that when you talk to, when you're upset or when you're stressed, they're going to keep interrupting you with their silly ideas or maybe ideas that do work. But you really, what you want to do is just talk. Everybody wants to be heard. And it's not difficult. God is always there. He's ready to listen. Just tell him. And just see if you don't have a sense of him moving in your situation. Just get real with God. He's going to get real with you.
That's right. You know, and the first step to doing this is to give your life to him. If you've never given your life to Christ, I mean, it's very, very hard to have that uninterrupted hearing.
Yeah. You're going to wonder whether you're hearing from him or not.
It. You have to believe that God is God and he is hearing you.
Oh.
So the first thing you need to do, like we say, it says it in the Word. Now, what we say is what the Word says. You have to give your life to him. Jesus says in John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. So if you've never done that, or maybe you had and you've walked away and you want that uninterrupted hearing from him, you want that knowing that he hears you when you pray to him. Well, if you would, please pray this prayer with us and please know that you are saved and begin your life with an uninterrupted hearing with the Lord of Lords and King of Kings.
Again.
Lord Jesus, thank you for who you are. Lord, we know that you died on the cross, that you rose on the third day. And because of that cross, you say my sins are forgiven if we ask you to forgive us of our sins. Jesus, please forgive me of my sins from a sincere heart. Lord, I want that uninterrupted hearing from you. I want that communion and that relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay. This has been great. Well, and until we talk to you on tomorrow, keep living it up.
Why beginning again?